Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, great to be joined by Robert Flores from the MLB Network, host of the show MLB Central, along with Lauren Shahadi and Mark DeRosa. And Robert, I've enjoyed watching your baseball work for many, many years, so it's great to have you with us on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Of course. You guys are going to be broadcasting the show from Citi Field tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so you'll be right there to see the Padres, see the Mets, and kind of be out and about. Just give me some of your thoughts for the fans here. You know, maybe a national overview of the Padres. It's been, I think it's been an overall pretty good season, although you can't convince many of our fans right now because the team has been scuffling for a while.
Well, look, I know the first of all, we kind of quote unquote root for the Padres because we'd love to cover a World Series in beautiful San Diego.
We'd love to oblige. Yeah.
Yeah, I love San Diego. I think it's an amazing city. We've gone there a couple times, my family and I, and we've just enjoyed it. But they're scuffling a little bit, but make no mistake, I think the national view of the San Diego Padres is that when they're right, when they're healthy, they're capable of making a deep run, if not all the way to the World Series and winning it. But like you said, they are scuffling a little bit. They're going to get in, but I think this next week and a half, you really want to shore up some things, and namely the starting rotation.
Yeah, rotation has been a little bit of an issue here as of late. I want to switch gears, though, Roflo. You're obviously a big baseball fan yourself, big Houston sports fan. How are you feeling about your Astros, man? Half a game out going into today's game. You feeling confident they can get this division or not?
I don't think that they're going to be able to get the division, Tony. I just think that they've had to withstand so many injuries, and then the latest injury to Yordan Alvarez after not having him virtually the entire season. And the shame of it is he was red hot. I mean, he was barreling up just about everything. And I think, look, they're not willing to put a timetable on it. But I don't see him coming back for the rest of the regular season as we, you know, have about a week and a half to go. And then I think he would be very, very compromised for any of the initial rounds of the postseason. So I think the Mariners are rolling right now. I think it's been the summer of Cal Raleigh, and on paper, this division shouldn't be close, but I think it's a testament to Joe Espada and the entire organization that they're even in the mix, considering all the injuries they've had.
Robert Flores is with us from the great MLB Network show, MLB Central. Congrats, guys. They celebrated their 1,000th episode together this past summer. By the way, just an aside to our producer, Matt Scraby, Tony, wonder if he's ever bothered to count up how many shows you and I have done together. I don't know that might be giving him too much.
Well, I mean, we may have fudged.
You may have fudged a little bit.
But we're in the ballpark.
You're in the ballpark of 1,000, but it's a great testament to what you guys do, and you and Lauren deserve honors for putting up with Mark DeRosa from time to time. But don't tell him I said that. Anyway, look. You talk about the Astros. We talk about the Padres. We've had people on from Chicago this year talking about the moaning about the Cubs and how bad they're playing. And the Yankees have had their moment. The Mets have just went through it. This has kind of been the story of this baseball season. Other than maybe the Brewers have kind of been able to keep it rolling, every team has had its down time. So it's really hard, I think, to fall in love 100% with anybody.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that this year, as we roll into the postseason, I think that you could make a legitimate argument to win the whole thing of 7 to close to 10 teams. And I'll throw the Padres into that mix, as I was saying earlier. I think it's wide open. I really do. It is ultimately, and I think we've seen in the past handful of postseasons, which teams can hit the ball out of the ballpark and which bullpens can get big outs and big strikeouts. I think you mentioned the Milwaukee Brewers, and they largely been a plucky little underdog, but make no mistake, they are a very, very good team, and they can certainly win this whole thing. Obviously, the Dodgers could, the Padres, the Yankees. I'm a little concerned about their defense. I think the Mariners could win it all. I think the Blue Jays, but again, you know, you're talking about all these contenders, and all of them have some flaws. It's almost as if who can hide their flaws or conceal the flaws the best down the stretch and into the postseason?
Robert, you know, we're in year 4 of this kind of new format, and through the first 3 years, the wild card series has proven to be just that, a wild card series. There's really no home field advantage based off the percentages. Do you like this format that it is currently in right now as we go into year 4 of this playoff format?
I do. I do like this format. I think it gives some meaningful games to various cities. I mean, think about the race for the final wild card spot in both the National League and the American League. The Diamondbacks, you know, they had a fighting chance. The Cleveland Guardians, they're still in the mix. Certainly the Astros, and then, you know, the Rangers, they've been largely left for dead for most of the summer, but yet they still have a chance. So I like the format. I'm sure that there's some tweaks that could be made here or there to make it even better. And I imagine that's what the league will be looking at in the years ahead. But I like the format. I like the expanded postseason.
Robert Flores, MLB Central is the show. They're going to be live tomorrow from a Citi Field before the Padre and Mets game. So those of you who have MLB Network, which is most of us, can tune in and watch their coverage before the Padre and Mets series finale tomorrow. They'll also be at the Fall Classic and getting ready for that in October. I think largely, Robert, even though we many of us radio, you know, voices around the country have probably not been behind Rob Manfred 100% with all of the rule changes and all of the little tinkerings and this and that. I think most of us have come to the point where we all actually like them. And we say, you know what?
Yeah.
It's all kind of worked. But here we go again with the most recent conversation of expansion and perhaps the realigning of the divisions and basically taking away the American League and National League as we know it. My first thought is to say, okay, that's the buck stops here. I can't sign off on that. Where is that in your mind, and what do you think of all that potentially?
Well, I think I've become, and certainly working for a league-owned network, I have a different perspective than you, than a lot of fans. But look, I agree with you. Look, fans and people in general, for the most part, are resistant to change, right? I mean, when the pitch clock happened, oh my God, this is the worst thing to happen in the history of baseball. Do you guys even notice it?
No.
I mean, except when a violation is made. I mean, I do notice that it makes the product a more compelling watch, a more entertaining watch, and the game moves at a quicker pace. And oh, by the way, a pace that I, as a kid of the 1970s and 80s, grew up watching and appreciating. So I think that when it comes to changes, you have to realize that this is a business. It's an entertainment business. You're trying to attract eyeballs. It's no longer just the big three of NFL, Major League Baseball, and National Hockey League fighting for sports fans. No, I mean, everyone has a computer in their pocket. They can be easily entertained and distracted by a variety of things, including sports. So I give Rob Manfred and his staff a tremendous amount of credit for trying to find new ways to keep the game engaging, entertaining. And look, there is going to be expansion, and how that, what that landscape looks like, those are definitely some difficult decisions, but I know that they'll make them, and more than likely, I think they're going to be, they'll be great for the game.
You keep answering like that, Robert, you guys are going to make another 1,000 shows, so.
Yeah, there we go. That was a pretty good answer, if I didn't say so myself.
Yes, it was. Yes, very good.
MLB Central on the MLB Network. You catch Robert. All right, here's a hard-hitting one. At what point, as Lauren began to play that little trick on you and D-Row about your athleticism, at what point did you realize the jig was up? For those who might not have seen this, Lauren Jihadi, there is a TikTok kind of thing going across where you're around some athletes and you begin to ask them something along the lines of, you know, do you wish you were athletic, indicating that they weren't really athletes coming up.
Yeah.
She pulled this on Robert and D-Roy. At what point did you guys start to realize that you guys were on camera?
You know, I was the first in studio when she brought it up. D-Roy had not yet arrived, and this is all prior to the show. And you can check out my Instagram. I got a clip of it, and Lauren on her Instagram as well. And, you know, at first I was like, where is she going with this? And the part that got me was like, could you run a mile now? And I was like, well, what? I mean, I know I'm not a professional athlete or a former pro athlete, but I can run a mile. I do that nearly every day. But D-Row's reaction was really, really good.
Priceless.
So, I mean, it is excellent. So she did a great job. I think I picked up on it late that she, because if you see in the clip or hear in the clip, I'm saying, are you recording this? Are we getting taped right now? So, but it was well played by her.
Well, the show is fun to watch, and we wish you guys continued success with it. Robert Flores, MLB Central, again, broadcasting tomorrow morning. You Padre fans, tune in early to see some of the pregame stuff from Citi Field before the Padres take on the Mets tomorrow, and then watch these guys throughout the playoffs and World Series. MLB Central, 1,000 shows and still going strong. And by the way, Scraby slipped me a note. He says he thinks we're up about 1,500, Tony. So we'll see.
All right, good to know.
We'll see if we can. We'll see if we can confirm that or deny that. But again, Robert, thanks so much for your time, man. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Flo.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.